from KQED.
In California, 80,000 immigrants have temporary protected status, or TPS. Most of those immigrants are employed. The Trump administration is ending the TPS protections for many, and that's causing uncertainty, not only for these workers, but their employers as well. KQED's Farida Javala Romero reports.
Close to 100 people pack a legal consultation event in San Francisco. A TPS holder from Honduras speaks up, Mariano Guzmán. Guzmán says his bosses noticed that his work permit expired, and he lost his job as a truck driver for a waste management company. He worries he won't be able to pay his mortgage and support his family. As the Trump administration winds down TPS for people from El Salvador, Haiti, and Nicaragua, immigration attorneys worry more workers could be let go, even those who still have TPS. Cyrus Mehta is an attorney who advises corporations on immigration law.
When the administration is trying to terminate programs that are inherently temporary and they get extended, it could cause more confusion for employers.
In fact, Hondurans like Guzman still have protected status. The Department of Homeland Security automatically extended work permits for those who re-register for the program. But the new work permit cards can take months to arrive in the mail. This can usually be clarified with a letter to employers, says Ramon Cardona. He directs Centro Latino Cuscatlán, offering immigration services to hundreds of TPS holders in the Bay Area.
We highlight the part that, you know, the government is saying this is good for 6 more months, and we tell them, give them that, and that should be enough. And in most cases, that's enough.
That's how Mariano Guzman got his job back. Eric Potashner is vice president of Recology, the trash company where Guzman works.
For us, this is a constant learning experience on understanding and keeping track of deadlines, understanding when things are going to get reauthorized. So there are a lot more moving parts than a company like ours has ever had to deal with before.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is urging the Trump administration to keep TPS for Honduras and other nations, saying businesses in the U.S. need a stable workforce. And Mariano Guzman? He's traveling to Washington, D.C. with other immigrants this weekend to try to convince GOP lawmakers to let people with TPS get on a path to citizenship. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.